and in the fourth quarter, more of the same. Assumedly, his younger brother, LaTommy Scott, breaks in from 5 yards away, and the extra point again was good, and that would be the final score, 42-6. Muskegon Catholic Central, your winner, and in quite the fashion as well.
Well, when it came down to the time possession in the second half, Muskegon Catholic Central had the ball for 15 minutes and 49 seconds, whereas Harbor Beach only had 8 minutes and 11 seconds. The first three possessions of Muskegon Catholic Central in the second half all resulted in touchdowns, and they only had one other, which actually took 4 minutes and 32 seconds in a running clock situation deep in that fourth quarter.
And most of Harbor Beach's possessions were 3-and-out. I think they had one drive where they got a first down, but then 3-and-out after that turns into a punting situation or go for it on fourth down and not get it. So, again, Harbor Beach couldn't move the ball in the second half at all. The adjustments that they made backfired, did not work, and MCC wins this game and heading to Ford Field next week.
Well, as we bring up the stats here for the game, MCC finishes with 409 rushing yards on the day off of 57 carries. They completed one pass for 1 yard off of 3 attempts.
That 1 yard was a healthy 1 yard at that as well.
And so total offense for MCC, 60 plays, 400 yards of offense on the day. 399 yards total, for MCC on the day. As one penalty for 5 yards and 3 on special teams for 32 yards. Let's take a look here at our leading rushers. Of course, everyone knows it. That'd be Tommy Scott, 24 carries in the day, 250 yards on the day, and 2 touchdowns from 89 yards out and 21 yards out. Blake Sanford, 9 carries, 46 yards, and 2 scores. Logan Helton, also 46 yards off of 8 carries. LaTommy Scott, 1 touchdown off of 7 carries and 36 yards. And Christian Martinez, the backup quarterback, 7 carries, 20 yards, and 1 touchdown. Martinez was 1 for 3 and passing for 1 yard, and that went to Zach Wisner. One false start penalty for MCC's offense. MCC's defense, 28 tackles, 3 tackles for a loss, no sacks, 1 tip pass, 2 interceptions, 1 forced fumble, 1 recovered fumble, and 1 penalty for 15 yards. Lamar Jordan III, 7 tackles lead the way for MCC. Then we had Jaden McPherson and Zach Houston with 3 apiece. Jacob Kimbrough, Brandon Isom, Nate Jones, Logan Helton, and Zach Windsor each with 2 tackles. And Blake Sanford, Michael Coy, Anthony Woodard, Miles Novotny, and Joe Palace with 1 tackle apiece. The tackles were lost, 1 for Jacob Kimbrough, 2 for Joe Palace. Jacob Kimbrough also tip pass. Nate Jones an interception. Anthony Woodard the other. Michael Coy with the forced fumble. He also recovered that one. And roughing the punter was the only MCC defensive penalty, which set up the Harbor Beach's lone score of the day. For Harbor Beach's offense, 25 plays carrying the ball for 88 yards, 18 attempts in passing on 6 completions for 59 total yards. Chris Keyes threw 1 for 2 passing for 8 yards. Josh Keyes, 6 for 16 for 51 yards and 2 picks and 1 touchdown strike. Josh Elke led the way in rushing for 16 carries for 67 yards and 1 fumble. Austin Selt, 6 carries, 19 yards. Devin Lemansky, 3 carries for 2 yards. Tyler Vollmering, 1 for 2 for 28 yards and the lone score of the day in receiving for Harbor Beach. Austin Selt, 0 for 4. Josh Elke, 1 for 1 for 8 yards from Chris Keyes. Devin Lemansky, 2 for 2 for 11 yards. Mitch Hearn is 2 for 6 for 27 yards. Those other 3 of those 4 incomplete passes were uncatchable out of bounds. And Chris Keyes, 2 for 4 for a total of no yardage. Punting the ball, Mitch Hearn punted away 3 times for an average of 20 yards a punt. And then Josh Elke punted away once, who actually went inside the 20. And only 1 penalty on offense for Harbor Beach. Well, that was a false start for 5 yards. Leading the way for Harbor Beach's defense, 48 tackles on the day, 4 tackles for a loss, and 1 penalty on defense. Devin Lemansky, 10 tackles, leading the way. Josh Elke with 9, Austin Ginther with 6. Dalton Oakey and Jason Gaffney, the defensive ends, each with 4 apiece. And Mitch Hearn with 3, and then 2 tackles for Brandon Puff, Austin Seltz, Chris Keyes, Tyler Vollmering, Preston Livingston, and Adam Swartz. Tackles for a loss, Devin Lemansky, 2 for 3 total yards, and Noah Kraft, 1 for 2 yards, and Dalton Oakey, 1 for 2 yards as well. And then the only penalty was an offsides, which actually resulted in a MCC first down, but MCC had plenty of those on the day, as MCC had 19 new set of downs on the day, whereas High Reach only had 8.
Yeah, the MCC was very efficient. When you looked at their offense, Clark, you look at some of the guys who contributed on offense for them. They had plenty of guys that did a lot of the work outside of Tommy Scott. Now, he's going to get the glory, 250 yards, but his change of pace backs are crucial to his success. And Sanford, Helton, LaTommy Scott all averaged 5 yards a carry between those three guys. They had about 25 carries, and they all three of them in their own rights averaged over 5 yards per carry. So Harbor Beach is thinking about them, always thinking about Tommy Scott, and that's all it takes is when you start distracting these defenders on who to stop, that's when somebody breaks a big one. And LaTommy Scott had one big one early in this game that made a statement, and then a couple turnovers really took the wind out of Harbor Beach's sails.
You know, that's the thing. High Reach came out in this game. They had a good special teams return on the opening kickoff out to about the 38-yard line. They moved the ball down the field, and then that's when the turnover plague started. And 3 touchdowns for MCC off of 3 turnovers for Harbor Beach.
Yeah, there is such things as doing too much or trying to force it a little bit, and that's what Josh Shelkey did. He misread some of the coverages, or just, you know how playmakers can be. They don't want to take a sack. They don't want to take a loss of yardage. So he throws it downfield with probably a lot of confidence in some of his teammates, and MCC takes the ball away, and that really changed the game. And MCC then... What really turned this game around is that interception where Harbor Beach, the second one, pinned him back to about the 8-yard line. And it was on the second play. Tommy Scott takes it 90 yards to pay dirt. That really, really goofed things up for Harbor Beach, and never really recovered after that.
And then 253 more yards of offense for MCC on the day, 400 to 147. MCC versus Harbor Beach, 399 in rushing compared to 88. And the one thing Harbor Beach did have them beat on, they had 59 yards passing, whereas MCC only had 1 yard. But they, like we said coming into this game, they don't need to pass because they're so good on the ground.
Yeah, their offensive line is really disciplined, and their running backs are very good at holding on to the football, and they hit their holes and they hit them hard, and it seems like bad plays for them get 3-4 yards. And when your bad plays go for 3 yards, you're a team that gets a lot of first downs, and it's only a matter of time before you break one. And that's what MCC showed today, is that they don't turn it over. And obviously, even with Nick Holt, is no issue for them. It doesn't, to me, it looked like anybody on their team wearing a green jersey could run the offense, because as long as you could take the snap and hand it off to the right guy or any of those guys, they turned them into gains. So Nick Holt was obviously passing the ball, and him running the ball was not an issue because Martinez jumped into the game and really played very well and saved this team. And, you know, he distributed the ball very well as the quarterback, and, you know, kind of wondered how that would affect him when Holt went out of the game, but, you know, they didn't miss a beat.
Well, here we are at the end of our broadcast season once again. Dave Hansen, I'd like to thank you for all of your help. This is completed our now third season as broadcast partners here for WLW Sports.
It's been
a pleasure. It's hard to believe. The funny story about Dave and I, how we actually teamed up to call this, it was the Thursday before the first, this is Wednesday before the first game, because it was on a Thursday before Labor Day. He said, Dave, what are you doing tomorrow about 5 o'clock? Well, I don't know. I said, hey, you want to call a game with me? Sure. Here we are 3 years later in the state semifinals every year ever since. So you must be the lucky charm there, Mr. Hansen.
I'm not sure. I'm not taking any credit, but we have made some nice playoff runs. We've seen some great venues. Alma College, another one of those, a great place to play football at the field. Obviously, excellent condition. And you can tell by looking at it that they had some other sports out here playing, taking advantage of this great spot. It looks like we mentioned maybe lacrosse, soccer.
Field hockey.
They
use it all.
They do it for everything, and the field still looked in great shape for today's game. So, we've seen some really great places, and it's been a lot of fun as usual.
13 weeks, and I don't even know how many games we covered. I lose track with our double headers in there and our weeks off and everything else. But it's been a whirlwind from when we started out sweating in the press box with 85-degree weather to freezing in the press box in the playoffs, and we finish in the Cadillac here with a heated booth here away from the elements in Alma, Michigan. I must thank the rest of my broadcast team here. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, doing a spectacular job every game inside and out on defensive and offensive stats. He takes care of every single stat we read off at halftime and at postgame, as well as throughout the game. And Doug comes up from Livonia, Michigan, every game for us here. A good friend from Michigan State. Our families go way back. through many ways, which are very crazy to think about.